Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 10th of February 2026. Today's topic is, You Cannot Deny It. Our text is taken from Acts chapter 4, verse 16 to 22. Verse 16, saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straitly threaten them, that they speak henceforth to no man in this name. And they called them, and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, Whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and hear. D. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them, because of the people. For all men glorify God for that which was done. Verse 22. For the man was above 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing was shewed. Key verse. Acts chapter 4 verse 16. Saying, What shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle hath been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. Mom had warned Judith that she should never open the fridge again and drink the chilled chocolate drink without her permission. Mom said it is a bad habit that can be likened to stealing. However, Judith did it again, and as she was taking the drink that morning, the chocolate poured on Judith's school uniform. There was no way she could deny it as her mother approached. Have you ever done anything that there was no way for you to deny? It is foolishness to try to deny something that is so clear and open before everybody. The Jewish religious leaders were disappointed because there was no way for them to explain away the miraculous works done by the disciples in the name of Jesus. Here a lame man was healed. He was jumping, running, and walking with his two legs. The Jewish leaders, who had before told the people that Jesus is not their savior, did not have anything to say. The truth and the proof of Jesus' power were so clear. One thing people cannot deny in the life of a friend of Jesus is the fruits of his or her salvation. Telling the truth, being humble and sincere, freedom from cheating, lying, and fighting. When you become a friend of Jesus, it is people around you at home, school, and in church who will tell the undeniable story of your new life in Christ. Are you a friend of Jesus? Can those in your home, school, and neighborhood confirm it from your behavior? Do not allow anyone to have a reason to deny your faith in Jesus. Prayer for today. Lord, help me that the fruits of my saved life will be so real that nobody can deny them. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 to 13. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.